Praise the Lord. He's worthy to be praised. This is Evangelist Gerald Fire, Shut Up In His Bones Mayhem. Truly, this is a day that the Lord has made, a day that we will rejoice and be glad in it. This morning, I want to thank God so much for your wonderful pastor, Pastor Jimmy, and his lovely wife, First Lady of the Church, a wonderful man of God, wonderful woman of God, that love God with all their heart, love their church. And I just appreciate them so much giving me an opportunity to bring the word this morning and to encourage you and build you up in the things of God. I want to say this morning that Silver Spring Assembly of God, God is moving by his spirit. The Bible teaches us in Zechariah 4:6 that it's not by our might, it's not by our power, but it's by his spirit. So God's laid something on my heart to share with you this morning to let you know that he's working it out for the glory of God. Well, what I want to share this morning is the word of God is found in John's Gospel. I love the book of John. John's Gospel, chapter 12, verse 32 and 33. The word of God says this, "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." Then he said, signifying what death he should die. Let us pray. Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you for your word this morning. Your word declares that heaven and earth shall pass away, but your word shall stand. Father, we thank you that your word declares, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And I pray this morning in Jesus' name, as I build your people up in the things of God today, God, I pray for a double portion of the anointing of God to be upon me as I share the word of God this morning. Thank you for this opportunity. And Father, I pray in advance, if there's someone here today that's listening, I pray, God, that they will receive Jesus Christ and make Jesus Lord of their lives. We believe you. We stand on your word in Jesus' name. I want to say this morning for the title of my message, Through It All, Through It All. Well, Jesus went all the way. With everything that took place, he went all the way. If it ever been a time in America today, in this world today, is a time for us to lift up the name of Jesus Christ. Because the Bible says, Jesus said, "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto myself." May we realize how important the need for the world to be confronted with the word of God and the cross. This should be our individual goal, and the goal of the church is to bring people to the cross and the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. All of God's word is powerful, and these scriptures really caught my eyes when I began to study them and I began to look at them. I began to look at the word of God, and I began to think about the cross and Jesus being lifted up on the beams. He hung there. He suffered. He died for me. He died for you. And his death on the cross, we had the power to draw people to the faith of Jesus Christ. Well, the Bible teaches us that no man can come to the Father unless the Spirit draw. This is what I really like about your church. This is what I really like about Silver Spring Assembly of God. With Pastor Jimmy and that great leadership, they are lifting up the name of Jesus Christ. And I thank God for that. Because the Bible says, Jesus said, "If I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto myself." And when I think about it, Jesus had proclaimed his divine message. And he had felt that it had fallen on deaf ears. And in this time, the world didn't understand. But the Bible teaches us in 1 Corinthians 1:18, "For the preaching of the cross, to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which is saved, it is the power of God." I thank God today that I'm saved. I'm not only saved, but I'm filled with the Spirit of God, Holy Ghost filled, devil stopper, not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I believe in these last days, right before he comes, we need to be about our Father's business. We need to be doing what God has called us to do. That's one thing that I like about your church. You are doing. You are not sitting still. You are going forth. You're reaching people with the gospel. We live in a world that may not have the real relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But I believe, as Paul said in Philippians 3:10, the Apostle Paul said, that I might know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering be made conform unto his death. What the Bible says in Philippians 1:6, being very confident of this one thing, he which begun a good work in you, he will perform it, complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. God has started a good work in us. He's not going to fail us. He's going to bring us through, because through it all, he's always a God that will bring us through. Well, one thing I like about that, I know without a shadow of a doubt that I know God will bring us through, and God will hear our prayers, and God will answer our prayers. What the Bible says in Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me and I will answer and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. I believe, church, that while we got this time, while many of us at home, many people are working from home, if it ever been a time, we need the word of God and to study the word of God and lift up the name of Jesus this now. Paul even told Timothy in 2 Timothy 2:15, he says, study, show yourself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, but rightly divine the word of truth. Make sure that you're spending time with God. You and I, we need that time. We need that time to lay before God. I believe without a shadow of a doubt that we're going to see one of the greatest revivals in the history of the land. Jesus said, I will draw. Man is to be drawn, not driven. Man is to be drawn, not dragged. Jesus is still drawing people today. Somewhere in the world today, this gospel of being preached on Facebook, YouTube, all over the world, people are being saved. The enemy is roaming. He's seeking who he might devour. Well, the Bible teaches us in John 10:10, the thief cometh to steal, kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I have come that they might have life and have life more abundant. Lift up Jesus refers to the cross. We can never get away from the cross in the blood of Jesus Christ. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus Christ. God is still a good God. God is still a faithful God. God is a God that will never leave us or forsake us. He is Emmanuel. He is God with us. When I think about the Word of God teaches us in 2 Corinthians 5:21, for he has made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we may be made the righteousness of God in him. Jesus Christ was beaten. He was spit upon. He was mocked. He was stripped. Glory to God, but through it all, he went all the way. I thank God for that today. Jesus willingly went to the cross, his death in his own terms. The Bible says in John 10:15, and the Father knows me, even so know I the Father. I lay down my life for the sheep. Church, he went all the way. Will you sacrifice a little time and have that relationship with him? Will you constantly give him glory? Don't sit in a pity pot. This is one of the times that the enemy will use to try to make us feel sorry for ourselves, make us feel like we'll never be victorious, make us feel like that this will never pass. But through it all, we will see signs, wonders, and miracles. Blind eyes will be opened. People will be healed. Drug addicts will be set free. Alcoholics will be set free. Because the Bible says, whom the Son of God set free is free indeed. God is a good God because he still works miracles. If you are struggling today is your day to be set free by the power of God. Because I'm going to lift up the name of Jesus. First of all today, my number one point today, through it all, I want to talk this morning about the message of God's love. God's love. How many know God loves you this morning? He loves me. He loves you. First, God sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross. The way to be saved for a sinner is to accept faith. Bible teaches us about Jesus' atoning death on the cross. I love the scriptures. Once we're saved, our names are written down in the book of life. I love the book of John, because when I look at the book of John, I think about John 14. The Bible says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That there I am, you may be also. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man come to the Father but by me. He is the only one that can bring us through. He went all the way. He laid down that life, laid down his life to give us that love today. Well, the Bible says, I love the Bible. The Bible says in Romans chapter 5, verse 8, for God commended his love towards us while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. There's some important points here today. Jesus died for us while we were yet sinners. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Well, the Bible says in Romans 5:12, wherefore it's by one man sin entered the world, and death by sin. So death passed upon all men. We were enemies to Christ. We are justified. We are justified, declared not guilty by Christ's blood. Saved from wrath. The Apostle Paul tells us in Colossians 1:20, and having been made peace through the blood of the cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. By him I say, whether they be things on earth of things in heaven. I thank God today that he reached down by his grace 31 years ago when society said, I'll never be anything. A Vietnam vet, two Purple Hearts out of Vietnam, lost. When I came back, drugs and alcohol carried me for 18 years. But I thank God that one day I realized that Jesus laid down his life for people like me, for people that's depressed, for people that's bound, for people feel like there's no hope. There is hope in Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. The love of Christ is still inviting people to come to him today. When I looked at that scripture, it was just so much meat in that. When Jesus said, if I be lifted up, speaking of himself, lifting up of Jesus is about doing. The Bible teaches us in Colossians 3:17, whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through him. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord. Well, I received a testimony yesterday from a mother that texted me, and she said this to me. She said, Brother Mahan, many years ago in the ministry, you and your wife Phyllis, you came over to Edgewood Assembly of God. And my son and a group of us, we went with you evangelizing. And she said this. She said, I remember you stopped a bus at the bus stop. You got up on that bus and you asked them, could you pray for everybody? And the bus driver said, yes. She said, my son got up on the bus with you. He was 11 years old. She said, I want you lay hands on him and you told him. He said, man, I don't know how to pray. I said, I'm going to whisper in your ear to give the plan of salvation. People on the bus got saved. He was 11 years old. And today, yesterday when I got that message, she said, Brother Mahan, he's getting ready to graduate from Bible college and he's going to be a youth pastor in Assembly of God Church. You tell me, by not lifting up the name of Jesus, when you lift him up, he will do great things. The Bible teaches us one water, one planet, but God gives the increase. I'm reminded of the word, good God Almighty, I feel my help coming on. Woo! That encourages me. Well, the Bible says in 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, but write to divine the word of truth. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 2:2, and the things that thou have heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. It was known as the law of spiritual reproduction, the message of love. Let's keep loving people, because the Bible teaches us in Matthew chapter 9, verse 37 and 38. Then said he unto the disciples, the harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of harvest that he will send forth laborers into the harvest. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Let's get equipped. Let's get prepared to take this gospel to the highways and compel them to come in, that the house may be filled. This virus will pass. Through it all, we're going to make it. Through it all, we can do all things through Christ who has strengthened us. Through it all, Romans 8:31, what shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? We have a message, lifting up to Jesus. We have a message that we can take about forgiveness of sin. I love how Martin Luther said this. The recognition of sin is the beginning of salvation. The greatest need we have is a need for us to turn from all our wicked ways. Everything that's in us that's not like God, we need to ask God to remove it and send revival and let it start within me. Jesus' death on the cross is God's answer to sin. But the Bible says in 1 Peter 2:24 and 25, who his own self bared our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we are healed. If you are a sheep gone astray, but you are now returned unto the shepherd and the bishop of your soul. Jesus will leave the 99 and go get that one. The Apostle Paul, he recognized the importance of the cross. He understood the importance of the cross. He understood what it was to preach the gospel. Paul even said to the Corinthian church, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, Paul said, I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words a man's wisdom, but it was in the demonstration and with power. The Bible says in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I want to say that Silver Spring Assembly of God, the cross reminds us that we need more Jesus. I don't know about you, but I need more Jesus in my life. I need the message of love. I need the message of forgiveness. But also, I want to encourage you. I want to give you the message of victory today. Victory is yours. The phrase of being lifted up from the earth not only signifies his death, but the kind and manner of it. That it should be by crucifixion, a person crucified, being stretched forth upon a cross and lifted up between the earth and heaven. Church, there's no other way to be cleansed from sin but through the sacrifice of the Lamb. The Bible teaches us in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 12, neither by the goats of calf, but by his own blood, he entered once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkled the unclean, sanctified to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shed the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serving a living God. My God is alive. Jesus Christ is alive. And he's coming back for a church, and a church without spot or wrinkle. The Bible says, at the sound of the trumpet, the dead in Christ shall rise first, and then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up to meet him in the air. The Bible teaches us in 1 Corinthians 15:55, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? 1 Corinthians 15:57, but thanks be to God, which gives us the victory. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, we have victory. Through it all, you're going to make it. Silver Spring Assembly of God, we're going to make it. You're going to make it. Your family's going to make it, because God will bring you through. Well, the Bible says in Psalms 107, verse 2, let the redeemer of the Lord say so, who has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. The cross of Jesus marks the defeat of the enemy and gives us the victory. God in time and eternity. Jesus' death on the cross was not a defeat. It was the beginning of the accomplishment of the mission for us to reach the lost. I love after the resurrection, Jesus told us, in Matthew 28:19, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. I thank God that he's with us every step of the way. Through it all, you're going to make it. Through it all, we're going to make it, because God will bring us through. If Christ is lifted up, then his word will also be exalted, and it will be recognized as the only authority of our faith for the practice of our faith. If Christ is lifted up in our lives, then people will see Christ in us. Jesus was lifted up to draw men out of darkness and to bring them into the marvelous light. The cross still has power to move people. You might be listening to me today. You might be going through a little test. And you said, Brother Mayhem, Evangelist Mayhem, I don't know about all this Jesus stuff. Let me tell you this. The only way you're going to have peace, the only way you're going to have joy, the only way you're going to be victorious is to surrender your will to the will of God. The Bible teaches us in 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. You might be here today. You say, Brother Mahan, times are tough. The Bible teaches us that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. I want to encourage you today. You're going to be all right. God's going to bring you through by the power of God. When I think about a scripture, I think about the word of God. The Apostle Paul said in Philippians 3:14, I press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Times like this, keep pressing in. Keep studying the word of God. Keep praying. Keep believing. Because without faith, it's impossible to please God. The Bible teaches us, he that cometh to God must believe that he is rewarder to them that diligently seek him. The Bible teaches us in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. The enemy is defeated. The enemy is a liar. You are victorious. You will not be defeated because God is on your side. Today is the day. Through it all, through it all, through it all, you're going to make it. I will make it through Christ, the one that strengthens us. Give him praise and give him glory and give him honor because he's worthy to be praised. Today is your day. You know, I feel good this morning. I'm fired up. I'm fired up this morning. I want to pray with you. I want to encourage and build up in the things of God. Perhaps there's someone here today that never made Jesus Lord in their lives. I want to thank God so much for Pastor Jimmy's wife, who lost a mother. A mother, we know that she's in heaven right now. And I know that times like this, we need to encourage and build up in the things of God. She's a great woman of God. But I want to pray a prayer today. I want to pray and believe God today. You might have a family member, somebody you know that's tuned in, have never made Jesus Lord of their lives. One of the greatest things I've ever done in my life was April 12, 7:30 p.m., 1989, when I made Jesus Lord of my life. Let's bow our heads in a word of prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we come this morning, no other name but in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. God, I thank you. I thank you for Facebook. I thank you for YouTube. I thank you for that wonderful church. Thank you for Pastor Jimmy, his wife. Thank you for the leaders of that church doing a wonderful job. But God, as an evangelist, I stand on the word of God in 2 Timothy 4, where the Apostle Paul said to Timothy, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of that ministry. God's my heart's desire is to see people come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. If you're here today and you want to make Jesus Lord of your life, you're listening to me. Today is the day of salvation. The Bible teaches us, for the Son of Man come to seek and to save that which was lost. Jesus Christ loves you today. No matter what you've done, if you'll surrender your will to him and give your heart to him, he'll change your life. If you want to make Jesus Lord of your life, pray this prayer with me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I confess that I am a sinner, and I ask you to forgive me of my sins. Jesus, come into my heart and be the Lord of my life. Jesus, I thank you for saving my soul. Father, I pray today for those that made Jesus Lord of their lives, that you would raise him up to be mighty warriors. You would raise him up to be mighty men and women of God. You would raise him up that they would walk in the spirit. They would not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Father, I thank you right now in Jesus' names. New names are written down in the book of life. And right now, I bind up every hindrance spirit. I bind up the past. God, I come against depression. I come against alcoholism. I come against drug addiction. I come against family fuses. I come against marriages. The enemy's trying to rob people. The marriage is trying to take their joy, trying to take their peace. We bind it in Jesus' name, and we loose the spirit of the living God over every family, over every individual that's listening today. And God, I thank you that your word is real. What Jesus said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto myself. Father, I thank you for your word today. And I give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. It was yours in the beginning and it's still yours. And I say thank you. And I bless that wonderful church right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Silver Spring Assembly of God is blessed. The people are blessed. The pastor is blessed. His wife is blessed. The leaders are blessed. In Jesus' name. God bless you. This is Evangelist Gerald Fire. Shut up in his bones, mayhem. Through it all, through it all, through it all. Let's go get him.
God reminded us through Pastor Gerald Mahan right now, first of all, about his love. That even though the circumstances we're living may seem that God has forgotten us, but he has not. His love is with us. And that we are going to have victory. As I was hearing him, I was reminding myself of a video that Sister Dion shared. Sister Dion, if you're watching us right now, thank you for that video. You should share it so everybody can hear it. It's simple words, and it was just saying, we got this. We got this. That's what the song says. We got this. Whatever circumstances you're living in right now, I want to tell you and remind you, just like Brother Mahan just did, you got this. God has given us victory. God loves you, and he has not forsaken us. Amen. Thank you for watching. I pray that you are encouraged by this word throughout the week. And remind yourself that we got this. That we got this. This 2020 is a year that we're not going to forget. I've heard phrases that says, oh, 2020 is just canceled. But no, 2020 is a special, unique way. I can't find the words to explain it. I just know that it is a year that is going to make us stronger as an individual, as a church, as a family. I know that during these days, you've done things with your family that you didn't do before. As a church, we've done things that we didn't do before, but they will all help us to make us stronger. So that when we get back together, so that when we go back to our jobs or our schools, we will be more mature, we will be more stronger. Like I said, as an individual, as a family, as a church, as a whole, I know that this year God has given us victory and will continue to give us victory to make us stronger. God bless you, Silver Spring Assembly. I send you hugs and see you next time. God bless you.